These are the first statements. That's the reason this report is made. Now let us turn back. If we can visualize the world as it is today, as I have explained before, the report for Canada Council, the purpose for this project was to confirm what I have already collected on my main project about Umuskego Oral History Project on shamanism, to visit each of the five communities that are located around the shores of the Hudson Bay, the west, southwest coast of Hudson Bay, and the west coast of James Bay, from Moosini, Moose Factory, Fort Albany, and Keshachewan, and Attawapiskat, including Piwanik. These were only five communities that I was supposed to visit, that were mentioned in proposal to ask one question only. Was the shamanism is a religion? Question to everyone for that matter. Anyone who have heard the subject, if such person have, whether he or she believe it or not, to be true on or not, to say no, whether or not, whether they believe it or not, to be able to say yes or no. That's simple. To make statement of such subject, his or her opinion, that was the main object to this visit. The intent to the proposer is to visit. And now, let me introduce to one my train of thoughts to come to the point later. Most of the nations in the world have their history, whether it's written in stone, some on heights, some on papyrus, in your world, in the Middle East, Egypt, and the Far East. They have created their writing system a long time ago. That's what the European history says. Every nation has its beginning, origins of their culture. They have developed according to the geographical location. Some develop faster, some remain the same for years or centuries. Why? In North America, the First Nation in some part have never developed their writing system. No need. Their lifestyle remained the same. They have learned to adapt themselves to the environment. They have learned to live with nature and naturally developed their body and mind to be able to survive on the land. Developed their body using all five senses. Only any human has born with, plus other extra senses that requires in order to survive in the wilderness environment. They have also developed spiritual connection to the environment. The system they used was the best way to be connected to the earth. Meantime, they have established how to gain these experiences and to what required to understand spirituality with the physical world. They have gradually developed how to condition themselves to overcome the limits of the body by blending spiritual world in a very early age by dreams.